Let's take two common examples of how we learn about the right and wrong of certain behaviors. Most of us probably picked our nose in public at some time during our childhood, and most of us were likely scolded for doing this by a parent or a teacher, or perhaps even by another child. Over time, the culturally unacceptable behavior of public nose-picking was extinguished in most people who grew up in the United States. As a result, when we meet someone who picks their nose publicly, we may have a visceral emotional reaction to this behavior. While we are unlikely to recognize where this idea came from, we are sure to view it as negative to some degree. This rejection of nose-picking is not true of a number of other cultures across the world, where public nose-picking is well-accepted behavior. Kids in those communities are not discouraged by adults when picking their nose in public, and as a result, they don't think that it's an unusual or unpleasant habit at all, even in adulthood. Similarly, our habits of personal hygiene are usually not recognized as culturally mediated parts of our daily routine. It's customary in the United States to wear deodorant. When encountering a culture where deodorant is not a daily ritual, a visitor may find the body odor unexpected and unpleasant, whereas someone who grew up in that same community would not find it unusual at all. Without any conscious thought, we may turn up our nose in disgust, at least internally.